This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The head of the World Health Organization said on Thursday that investigations into the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic in China were being hampered by a lack of raw data on the first days of spread there and urged the country to be more transparent. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around the central city of Wuhan with Chinese researchers and said in a joint report in March that the virus had probably been transmitted from bats to humans through another animal. It said that, quote, introduction through a laboratory incident was considered to be an extremely unlikely pathway, but countries, including the United States and some scientists, were not satisfied. China has called the theory that the virus may have escaped through a Wuhan laboratory absurd and said repeatedly that politicizing the issue will hamper investigations. Heavy rains and floods hitting Western Europe have killed at least 42 people in Germany and left many more missing as rising waters led several houses to collapse on Thursday. Unusually heavy rains also pounded neighboring Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Belgium, where at least 4 people were reported dead and people were ordered to evacuate a riverbank in one city. Germany is experiencing one of the worst weather disasters since the Second World War, forcing some desperate residents to seek refuge on their roofs of their homes as rescue helicopters circled above. Chancellor Angela Merkel, on a visit to Washington, said she was, quote, shocked by the humanitarian disaster. She vowed that the government would do, quote, everything in its power under the most difficult circumstances, save lives, prevent danger, and ease suffering. The German military deployed some 400 soldiers to assist in rescue efforts. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union's top court said Thursday companies may ban Muslim employees from wearing a headscarf under certain conditions in a ruling on 2 cases brought by women in Germany who were suspended from their jobs for wearing one. The issue of the hijab, the traditional headscarf worn around the head and shoulders, has caused controversy across Europe for years and underlined sharp differences over integrating Muslims. The EU court decided bans were possible if justified by the employer's need to present a neutral image towards customers or to prevent social disputes. However, the court says that justification must correspond to a genuine need on the part of the employer. It will now be up to national courts to have the final say on whether there was any discrimination. Turkey is marking the 5th anniversary of a failed military coup with a series of events Thursday commemorating the people who died trying to stop the uprising against the government. The observances kicked off with visits to grave sites and memorials honoring the dead. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan led a ceremony in parliament before heading to Istanbul to attend more events marking the crushing of the July 15, 2016 coup attempt. On that night, factions within the military used tanks, warplanes, and helicopters to try to overthrow Erdogan's government. Heeding a call from the president, thousands took to the streets to oppose the takeover. A total of 251 people were killed, and more than 2,000 others were wounded as the coup plotters fired into crowds and bombed parliament and other government buildings. Around 35 people who allegedly participated in the plot were also killed. An Indonesian senior minister said Thursday the country is now fighting a, quote, worst-case scenario epidemic, and the government is preparing for a further spike in coronavirus cases as the Delta variant spreads. The world's fourth most populous country is struggling to slow COVID-19 transmission, even after imposing its toughest restrictions to date, and Indonesia's vaccination rate is low, with just about 6% of its 270 million people fully vaccinated. The minister says the government has converted buildings into isolation facilities, deployed fresh graduate doctors and nurses to treat COVID-19 patients, and imported oxygen and drugs. And the Kremlin said Thursday that Moscow has no plans to allow foreign coronavirus vaccines into Russia, despite the country's sluggish vaccination rates. Russia's Sputnik V vaccine is not recognized by the European Union. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says there are no current discussions about mutual recognition of vaccines with Brussels. Russian health officials have struggled to counter widespread anti-vaccine sentiment, with only about 20% of Russians having received at least one jab. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.